Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Getaway Friday, November the 11th, 2022. 11, 11, 22. How about those numbers? 15 minutes past the hour. Happy Veterans Day out there to all the veterans. I believe later on this morning from 10:15 a.m. until 12 noon, we are going to have a veterans program live here on WWGH Talk. We did that last year. We have veterans from several different wars show up in the studio, and they recount their experiences, which are absolutely fascinating. And I believe that will happen from 10:15 till 12 noon today is when that's set up for. Now, there are a few things I want to talk about this morning. First of all, the monsoon that we have going on outside. Boy, anybody who's outside right now is really facing the elements. I had no idea we were even supposed to have a rainstorm like this until yesterday. Now, I knew the weather was supposed to take a pretty big change from the warm weather we had been having in the 70s to rather cold temperatures from here on out, it looks like. But I did not know that this rainstorm was what was bringing in the cold temperatures. You know, when I got out this morning, I looked out my back patio, because I have the glass doors there, and there was a stream of water in the backyard, which is normally not there when it rains. I don't know what time it started raining last night. It wasn't raining when I went to bed, but certainly a lot of rain has fallen and apparently is going to continue to fall today, so stay safe out there. If anybody has any reports of high water or anything going on in the community, give me a buzz here. I'm at the studio today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What does it look like where you are? I don't think many people are going to get out today and mow grass or do yard work or do any of those things we were able to do because of this 70-degree weather. This rain, I think, has put the kibosh on that, and the cold temperatures that are going to follow might also put the kibosh on that. It's going to be very wet the next few days with all this rain that's going to fall today, so I don't know that anybody's going to be able to do anything for the next few days because of all the rain that's going to fall today. But what does it look like in your neck of the woods, wherever you are out there this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'm going to bring this up again because it continues to happen. And I know people are getting sick of me talking about this because I talk about it every morning, and I've talked about it pretty much every morning since the 1st of November. But I want to bring this up again because now we're to the 11th. Now, McDonald's has a program. I don't know when this was instituted, but I became aware of it back in July. And what happens is there's a code on your receipt. And at the start of every month, you can go online. There's a survey, very quick survey, only takes about 3 minutes. You enter this code. You take the survey. You get a little code. You take it back, and you get a free item at McDonald's. And every month, you can do this 5 times. So I have done that for July, August, September, and October. Well, when November 1st came, I thought, okay, well, everything's reset again. It's time to do my 5 surveys. Well, since the beginning of November, which now has been 11 days, the problem is the McDonald's receipts that I get are illegible. You can't read the code. And I thought in the beginning, well, you know, they're just running out the ink cartridge, or maybe the paper is smearing, something like that. You know, I was willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. But 11 days later, and up until this morning, still cannot read the receipt. There's no possible way you can read that code to put it in, to take the survey, to get the 5 free items. So I don't know what's going on. Has anybody else noticed this? Or does anybody else have a way to solve this problem? Now, that's the real question, because I have pointed this out to the people at the particular McDonald's that I go to, because one morning, the lady who I see most mornings there, who's working the window, said, "Don't forget to take the survey." And I said, "Well, I would like to take the survey, but I can't read the code, so there's no possible way of me taking the survey." And to be honest with you, I don't know how anybody's reading the code who goes through there, because I'm sure I'm not the only one having this trouble, or the only one who's taking these surveys. Or maybe I am. I guess you never know. If anybody has a way to solve this problem, because that's where we are now. It's not so much identifying the problem, because I think I've identified this problem quite enough. But how do you solve this problem short of going to another restaurant? Because really, other than that, I don't know. There's no other McDonald's. We have three of them here in Marion. And there certainly is no other McDonald's on my way to the station, or when I do the show from home. Boy, I would really have to drive quite a distance to go to another McDonald's in the morning. So all that being said, does anybody else do these surveys? Does anybody else have a way to solve this problem? Or are you just tired of me talking about it? Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, I bet a lot of people this morning are staying in bed and just pulling the covers up with weather like this. And apparently it's going to be this way for most of the day today. Can you imagine that? What a way to bring in the cooler temperatures. Certainly fall came in quite a bit ago, but we've kind of had up and down temperatures. A few cold days, but nothing really all that awful. But boy, apparently it's coming after this rain today. And you know, it's interesting. Odd year all around with weather, because this is actually November 11th. So when you think about it, we had a 70-degree day on November the 10th. November is Thanksgiving month. Right now, we are 13 days away from Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's only 13 days away, 2 weeks from yesterday. And yet, we had a 70-degree day yesterday. So it stayed warmer a lot longer than it really is supposed to. So I guess we have to be happy with that. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, I think I don't think I mentioned this yesterday, but I do want to bring this up. Sarah called in yesterday and said she had tried the Fruit Quake Mountain Dew. And again, this is fruit cake flavored Mountain Dew. Now, I don't know if anybody else has tried this yet. You know, to me, I cannot bring myself to buy it, because I just think it's against everything that I stand for when it comes to fruitcakes. And I'm also pretty sure that I would not like it, because I don't like the taste of fruitcakes anyway. So Sarah has purchased Fruitcake Mountain Dew. Fruit Quake Mountain Dew, excuse me. And she said it does taste like fruitcake. And she likes it. Now she's addicted to it, but it's only a seasonal thing, so she's got through Christmas, I guess, to buy this stuff. But I just can't imagine what it tastes like. The only thing I know is it's red. And to me, have you ever seen those jars of toxic waste, those barrels that have the three X's on them? To me, that's what this soda should have on the bottle or the can. Three X's. Watch out, hazardous material. So has anybody else tried the Fruit Quake Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew, a very popular soda, but it's amazing to me that they have actually gone to a fruit cake flavor for this holiday season. Boy, nothing says the holidays like Fruit Cake Mountain Dew. 740-383-9944. Now, the reason I bring that up is because election night, went to Wendy's for a little pre-show dinner, and as many of you know, I really enjoyed the Strawberry Frosty. And the Strawberry Frosty was supposed to be limited time only in the summer months this past year. And they did discontinue it, I think, after August, early September, because I went there and ordered a strawberry frosty, and they said they did not have those anymore. Well, on Tuesday night, election night, we went through Wendy's and decided to get a frosty and asked what flavors they had, and they said they had strawberry and chocolate. So apparently, the strawberry frosty is back, and the vanilla frosty is gone at this point. But here is where the kink in this whole thing comes. I was reading yesterday that for the holidays, and this is kind of like the fruit quake Mountain Dew, a seasonal thing, Wendy's is going to have a peppermint frosty. Now, I don't know how that will go over. Peppermint frosty, I like peppermint, and I like the frosties, but I don't know how that's going to go over. The picture I saw, it looked like a strawberry frosty. It was pink, but I guess there are probably pieces of peppermint in it, or maybe some kind of peppermint flavoring. I don't know if that's going to go over, and I wonder if they brought back the strawberry frosty just to use it in the peppermint frosty, which apparently will be a seasonal thing. I don't know. Would the peppermint frosty get you going to Wendy's? Would that be something that would drive you to get over to Wendy's and have a frosty? Let me know. 740-383-9944. Again, we are in the studio today. So if you have anything today to talk about, that's the number you want to hit. 740-383-9944. All right, two other subjects here that I want to get into. Did anybody see the story yesterday? And I see it being shared online a lot, that Colleen Marshall did on Mike Jackson on Channel 4, WCMH. I could not believe this. Now Mike Jackson, of course, was a longtime anchor on WCMH with Colleen Marshall and many of the other gang there. And back in 2019... I believe it was 2019, he suffered a major stroke, which took him off the air and essentially ended his on-air career. Half of his body was paralyzed, but he seemed to be doing okay. He would go to the rehab centers, and they would visit with him periodically. And, his life was obviously compromised, not being able to move one side of his body, but he could still talk, and he could still converse and get around in a wheelchair. Well, yesterday they were kind of teasing the idea that they were going to visit with Mike and have him tell his story. So it got a lot of people interested. And Colleen Marshall did the story, and I have to tip my Cubs cap to Colleen Marshall, because this story was amazing, and the fact that she got through it was amazing. But essentially what has happened is that Mike Jackson, at some point, I don't really remember, I don't think they said when it happened, but recently Mike Jackson has now developed cancer. So not only this debilitating stroke, but he has developed cancer. And apparently, it is some, they said the name of the cancer, and I'd never even heard of it before, but it is some kind of cancer that has to do with his vocal cords. And so they had to do surgery and take out his voice box. So Mike Jackson can no longer speak. And you think, cancer in and of itself is a horrible illness. And then a major debilitating stroke that essentially ends your ability to walk and function, that's horrible. So now he can't... the stroke certainly has not healed, and now he has the cancer that has taken his vocal box and taken his voice. And it's a horrible irony, because this man who used his voice for so long to communicate now has no voice box. I mean, it was an unbelievably sad story. And then during the story, I think he was a preacher there with Mike's wife and Colleen Marshall, who were a part of the story. And at one point, the preacher, we learned, was a hospice employee. So we now know that Mike Jackson is on hospice because of the cancer And I would imagine complications from the stroke a few years ago. And it's just unbelievably sad because there was Mike and he couldn't talk. And of course, he's not looking his best because of the stroke that he suffered 3 years ago. And now this will more than likely lead to the end of his life. And this is a friend of Colleen Marshall who's telling this story. And I just cannot take my cap off more to Colleen Marshall for being able to do that, because that's incredibly hard to see somebody you've worked with that long and care about go through this stroke 3 years ago and now deal with this cancer, which obviously looks like it's going to take his life. And the story she did was amazing. And I don't even know if there's words to say about it. All you could really do as you watched it was just feel sad. I mean, I don't know what other emotion you would get out of that. I mean, it's sad. Did anybody else see that story? I believe it is online now if you want to go to the WCMH webpage or go to YouTube. It's just, you can't imagine what people go through. And sometimes you think, well, you know, my day's horrible and I don't want to get up in the morning, and a lot of people have colds right now. And you get the flu, and you don't feel great, and people dealing with depression, and so on and so forth. And you look at a guy like Mike Jackson, who's had a tremendous career, was in the middle of it, was not at retirement age, suffers this horrible, horrible stroke 3 years ago, which takes him off the air, and takes away his mobility, and then develops cancer that takes his vocal box. It just was sad. And kudos to Colleen Marshall for doing this story, and certainly our best thoughts to Mike Jackson, because that's very, very, very tough. And to his family. So, I don't know. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's just unbelievably sad, but an unbelievably powerful story when you look at that thing. I could not believe the access and so on and so forth that Colleen Marshall was given. And I'll tell you what, no matter how you feel about Colleen Marshall, this is her friend, and to be able to do that story took a lot of gumption and a lot of journalistic integrity, let's say, to do that story. And I just wanted to bring that up here this morning. And if anybody saw that or has a thought on that, because I know a lot of people here in Marion, Central Ohio, love Mike Jackson. He was on the air for so many years, up until the stroke of 2019. Give me a buzz. I'm here at the studio, 740-383-9944. Had you heard of this, or did you see the story last night? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Now, the other thing, to go from something very serious to kind of something very trivial here, is the gas stations in Marion. Now, many of you know, and I can't remember if it was August or September, but Meijer has been going through a remodel, and they are remodeling the gas station. So the gas station closed in August or September, and it's still closed for renovations. So, you know, that happens. People want to renovate and change things. So Meijer gas station is still closed. Well, this morning I had to get gas. So obviously I can't go to Meijer, which is normally where I have went, but it's been that way for a while. So I went up to McDonald's on 95, and then I thought, okay, well, I'm coming to the studio this morning. I'll just swing by the BP station there on 95. You know, up by where would you say? From across the street from Marion Preparatory Academy, where St. Mary's School used to be. So I go down there this morning, and I knew they were doing some construction there. I believe they tore down the car wash. Well, the car wash is gone, and now that gas station is closed and all roped off. There's some construction, obviously, that went on, and I think, again, that was tearing down the car wash. But now there is yellow tape up on all the entrances and orange cones out there, and that gas station is closed. So this morning, during this big rainstorm, I had to come out here to Delaware Avenue, and I just drove down to Speedway and got the gas. But what I'm thinking is, if you are on Route 95 now, which is the busiest road in Marion, Route 95, Marion, Mount Gilead Road, there are three gas stations on that road. You have Meijer, you have the BP that I just spoke about, and then you have the Duke Station there right next to Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC. As near as I can tell, the only gas station that is in operation right now is the gas station next to KFC. And that's kind of shocking to me because they must be hugely busy. Because these other two gas stations have stayed busy. You know, Meijer and the BP down by Marion Preparatory Academy. So I would not guess that the BP down there would start their renovation before Meijer had finished their renovation. Because now closing both those gas stations, you essentially have given all the business to the Duke Station down there. Which I guess is good for the Duke Station. But I just thought that was odd. Has anybody else noticed that? And does anybody know if the BP station on Mount Vernon Avenue is going to be closed for any length of time? Are they down for renovations as well? Because when I passed Meijer this morning, it doesn't look like they're anywhere near reopening at this point, the gas station. And now if this one's going to go down for repairs or renovation, who knows how long that's going to be. So you're just going to have this one gas station on Mount Vernon Avenue for a period of time. You know, and if you're an out-of-towner coming in off 23, that's where you're going to have to go. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. I know planning is everything, but I've never seen that in Marion before. You know, and speaking of that, not necessarily gas stations, but I've been being told, you know, the Del Taco was being built to open and so on and so forth, and it seemed like there were a lot of problems there because it never really got open, and now it has lights on inside, and it almost looks like it's finished, but I heard, and I did see, somebody sent me the link, that it's up for sale for millions and millions of dollars, of course. So have they decided just not to open up the Del Taco? Is this, did they put too much money in there? Did they not put enough foresight into what was going on? Because now that I see that the building, and I believe the property, is for sale. So I'm not sure if the person who originally was going to open that is going to continue to open that, or did they run out of money, or do they want to open it and sell it? Or was that the plan the whole time? I really don't know what's going on there. 37 and a half minutes past the hour. Does anybody know what's going on with the Del Taco over there? Or does anybody know what ended up happening in Founders Park yesterday? You know, we got a call, I believe it was from Sarah yesterday, that she was passing by Founders Park in the morning, and that they had put up some barricades with Frontier on them, and they might have been doing some kind of lunch or something in Founders Park yesterday. I don't think we ever did find out what that could be, but if anybody knows about that, give me a buzz. So, does anybody know about the gas station closure on Route 95 there across from Marion Preparatory Academy, because it was closed this morning, all roped off? Does anybody know anything about what happened in Founders Park yesterday? Did it turn out to be a party or something of that nature? And does anybody know anything about the Del Taco? Is it never going to open now that the property is up for sale? 740-383-9944. Remember, I am at the studio, 740-383-9944, on this Veterans Day 2022. Now, I'll tell you something else I wanted to talk about, now that the elections are over, is the Harding dog collar. Now, we talked about this a little bit, and the newspaper did do a story on this, that we started off, the reward for the Harding dog collar was $1,000. Well, the anonymous donor of the reward came to me, I think it was back in September, it was either August or September, and said, I want to up that reward, and up that reward in a big way to $5,000. But the caveat is, you have to turn the dog collar in before December 31st. Well, it's November 11th, so we've got about a month and a half left here. $5,000 is a lot of money. I think $5,000 is worth more than the dog collar overall. And the person who has it, as I've said time and time again, what are they going to do with it? You know, if anybody ever found out, if you tried to sell it and anybody found out what it was, there would be nothing but trouble. And let's say it was pawned at some point. If some pawn shop owner has it, they could turn it in right now and collect $5,000. As long as they do it before December the 31st. And again, the weirdest thing about this story, and I'll never really understand how this happened. This happened 10 years ago, 2012. How in the world, for 10 years, has this stayed a secret? You know, in Marion, we have never been good at keeping secrets. I remember when President Harding's love letters were found back in the 1950s. It was almost immediately known that those were found. And housewives were reading those, and they got in the hands of some people who wanted to publish them in a magazine. Lady Justice turned back up. I mean, that did take a lot of years. I think 30 years, something like that, for Lady Justice to turn back up, but eventually it did. And a lot of people knew who had Lady Justice, Richard Carey, but the dog collar, nobody knows anything. Nobody's heard anything. And now there's even a reward. I don't think there was ever a reward for Lady Justice or Harding's love letters. But here we have a $5,000 reward. And heading into the holiday season, you know, that's a chunk of change. And as I've said before, if you did return the dog collar, I would not know who you were. And how would I even know you were the person who took the dog collar? I wouldn't. If somebody else gave it to you and said, go up there and collect my reward money, how would I ever know that you were the person who took the dog collar? I wouldn't. So what do we need to do? Obviously, to the generosity of the person who has made this reward possible, they have put their money where their mouth is. But what else can we do in the next month and a half to drum up the return of this dog collar? Because it is a historic piece of Marion, and it's been going for 10 years, and it's hard to explain how popular this item was for kids who used to travel the tour the Harding home. How can we get this thing to turn up? Or has anybody ever heard what happened to it? And it doesn't even have to be accurate information at this point, accurate in the fact that you checked it out. Just have you ever heard a rumor about this dog collar? I mean, we don't hear anything about this thing. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any ideas on this Harding dog collar? We've got the $5,000 reward through the 31st. What could we do to maybe entice the person on top of the money to return this item? Or how could we go about getting this back, you know, legally? The right way, if we knew who had it. So that's my question to you, the listening audience, this morning. 740-383-9944, coming up on 43 minutes past the hour. What is your feeling on the Harding dog collar, or how we can make that return happen? Because as we head into the holiday season, you have to believe that this is something that would be very nice. Can you imagine Harding's dog collar turning back up after a decade during the Christmas season, the season of giving and hope and all that? So any ideas would be appreciated. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz here, or if you got news on anything else, certainly would love to hear from you. The Del Taco situation, why the gas stations closed at the same time as Meyer Gas Station on 95, the BP gas station. Anything. All right, well, here comes a call. Let's see what we got here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, good morning.
All right.
You were talking about the gas stations. I don't know anything about the remodeling or anything, but all of us bus drivers, we always compare gas prices. And can I just tell you that and I know someone will call in and disagree with me, and that's fine, but Sunoco on Delaware, on the corner of Delaware Avenue and Superior, is always the cheapest place in town to get gas. I hate to turn this into a commercial for them, but hands down, they are always the cheapest.
Now, that's that little gas station not too far from the station here, right?
Right.
You know what?
And you don't even have to, you can, like, go through that drive-through and pay for your gas, or you can just pay at the pump. It's the most convenient thing ever. Now, they will have gas wars with the Marathon, like, right down, like, that, you know, where the blue streetcar wash thing is, right, just a couple doors down. Every once in a while, they might be, like, 2 or 3 cents cheaper, but typically speaking, 98% of the time, Sunoco on the corner of Delaware and Spears,
I'll tell you, it's funny, because when I passed by both gas stations this morning and realized I could not get gas on 95, I went down the boulevard and I just drove up to Speedway and got the gas. Now, the reason was, obviously, because these two little gas stations here I could have stopped at would have been closer to the station, but I'm never sure, do they have hours? They don't look like they're open. When I passed them during the 7 o'clock hour this morning, it didn't look like anybody was there.
Yeah. They could have been, something could have been going on today, but typically, because I just live right down the street from there, typically, they're open at, like, I went there at, like, 5:30 in the morning, and they're also open late, at, like, midnight. They just are closed. And then you think, well, why not just cut out the middleman and just be open 24 hours? Because it would be, like, midnight. They're still open, and I know, because I get gas there on payday morning, and I went there at, like, 6 a.m., wearing and ready to go.
It just shocks me, and I understand that corporate makes a lot of these decisions, but with Meyer Gas Station being non-operational, that BP would also decide to go down for remodel during this time on a street that has three gas stations, leaving just one. I would think somebody locally would have said, hey, you know, there's already another gas station on this same road down. Maybe we could put this off for a little bit, because now, if you have to get gas on 95, it's Duke.
Well, if you got a mind for money, you won't be getting gas on 95. You'll do like your good buddy bus driver Sarah told you to go to the cheapest gas station in town, which is Sunoco. You're welcome, Sunoco.
Well, that's what I wonder. I wonder if Duke now's gas prices will be a lot higher, because they're the only game. They don't have to stay competitive on 95 right now.
They're typically, even when there is competition, they're typically, if you watch, the highest ones anyway.
Well, I guess they'll be collecting the money now, but it's a very interesting thing. Have you had any
What's that? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Is that bad of me, Scott, that I turned this into a little commercial?
No, I don't mind it. No, I think it's interesting, because I wonder what the reason is that they are lower priced.
And another thing, as I think of it, that they do that's wonderful, you know, like when the gas goes up considerably, you know, you look to see, like, who the last person, they're usually always the last. I went there before, and you couldn't hardly get in at a pump, because it'll be, like, half a day later. You know, like, everybody will have up their gas in the morning, and I'll be driving by there, like, stay low, stay low, stay low. It'll be like a race against time. I'll try to get there as soon as I can after work to get it at, like, the cheaper prices. They're always the last ones to, like, up their gas, too.
Now, how are the roads out there this morning during this monsoon?
Monsoon? I mean, common sense dictates that you don't want to speed on wet pavement.
No, but I did not know that this much rain was supposed to fall.
Well, Scott, if we didn't have the rain, we wouldn't appreciate the sunshine.
That is, but I don't know we're going to have much more of that after. Can you imagine it's 13 days from Thanksgiving?
Well, bring it on.
I guess, cranberries and all.
And fruitcake.
And, oh, God, no. Hey, thanks for calling.
Have a good show.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. Remember, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Now, have you found that to be true, that the Sunoco station over here on Superior and Delaware Avenue has the lowest gas prices? I didn't know that. You know, I don't live on this side of town, so I don't really monitor the gas prices over here. I'm over on 95, so that's where I see the gas prices. And every so often, I'll get gas on Center Street or sometimes 309, but not here on Delaware Avenue. And this Moto Mart, I don't know what their gas prices are like up here on South Prospect. But if anybody has any ideas, give me a buzz. 49 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the gas stations in Marion? But again, it does baffle me that they would go down for construction as Meyer Gas Station is under construction as well. The BP just right up the road there, across from Marion Preparatory Academy. Why you would take two gas stations on the same road and put them down for repairs during the same time period, it just seems like you are handing the business over to the Duke Station up the road there, which according to Sarah has the highest prices in gas in the county. All right, any information on that or the Del Taco? Is that ever going to open or are they just going to sell that? What else? Any ideas on what we could do with the Harding Dog Collar at this point? Is there a way to make that a better situation? We've already got the $5,000 reward before December 31st, but how could we entice somebody to better return that dog collar? That piece of memorabilia, that piece of history that we do want to see returned here in Marion. Did anybody see the Colleen Marshall story on Mike Jackson? Absolutely a heartbreaking story. Has anybody seen the Peppermint Frosty? Peppermint Frosty at Wendy's? Have you been back to get the Strawberry Frosty, which apparently is available again, and we're all happy with that? Or anything else on your mind on this rainy Veterans Day 2022? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can certainly have a conversation about that here this morning. Or is there a veteran you would like to remember? You know, that's certainly something very big. I see a lot of that going on social media this morning. People remembering veterans who are no longer with us, who were in their family, people who are currently enlisted in the military. That is a big, big job. It's something. And you know, there are so many people you don't even realize were in the military. A lot of people don't talk about it. You know, it happens, and that's that, and it really is not discussed. So, that's interesting in a way as well. But the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Remember, I am here at the studio today, and I would love to hear from you. I wonder if there's anything interesting in the paper today. I looked online, and it doesn't look like there's anything of huge interest. I wonder if the results, I guess is what I should say, from the elections ever got in. Didn't look like they were in yesterday, but who knows? Or, you know, the story we talked about yesterday, what was it called? The Dynamic Dozen or something like that? People under 40, 12 people under 40 who are movers and shakers in Marion. Did anybody see that story or even know who these people are? And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I just couldn't read the article. I don't know who they were. And I don't know what they're doing. It's nice to know we have movers and shakers under the age of 40. Dynamic Dozen. Is that what it was called? I think it was called the Dynamic Dozen. Now, yesterday we got the call that that was not in the newspaper. But is it in the newspaper today? And if so, who are these Dynamic Dozen people that are changing Marion for the good? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I wonder where that vote happens. You know, who decides that? So if you have the newspaper, let me know that, because those are two questions I have. Is it, well, three really. Is it in the paper today? Who are these Dynamic Dozen? And does it tell you how they come up with the Dynamic Dozen? Is it a vote? What is it? Let me know. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Ran into Fred Malone yesterday, and he said things went well at the dinner with the presidents, which our own Glenn Coble participated in. I believe he was President James Buchanan. Fred was also asking about the TuneIn app, so he can listen to the programs here on the station again. So I was glad to hear about that. I don't know if Roger has shown back up. You know, Roger one morning called us, and Roger was a longtime listener, and he said he was listening to us on his tablet, and we talked to him that morning for a minute, but we have not heard from him since. So I hope that Roger is still out there listening, and if he's out there, give us a buzz sometime. 740-383-9944, along with our other regular listeners, which we appreciate, Sarah, Judy, Trish, Ryan. You know, I'm always afraid when I do this I'm going to miss somebody. But we have a lot of devoted listeners, and we certainly do appreciate that to a very high extent. And there are a lot of people, as I say, I see them in the grocery store, who come by and say, I listened to the show this morning, and they just don't call in, and not everybody does. And I know a lot of people listening in businesses do not call in, which, you know, that's for the obvious reasons. They're busy doing other things. But if you can and want to call in, we've got about 5 minutes left in this segment, 740-383-9944. Again, lots of questions. What's this dynamic dozen thing in the Marion Star? What do you make of the gas stations out on 95, two of those being closed at this point? What can we do to get Harding's dog collar back more than the $5,000 reward, which is a nice thing? $5,000 is not bad at all. Did you see the Colleen Marshall story on Mike Jackson? What's going on with the Del Taco? Or has anybody heard anything about the Charlie's, Philly cheesesteak restaurant that's supposed to open up down where White Castle and Popeyes was? Looks like they're almost finished there. Has anybody heard of an opening date for that particular establishment as of yet? So a lot of questions to be answered. We know that Bell's out there, which we were told was going to be Burke's, we know that that's open. Now, the only report I've gotten back from that, from people who've been in there, is that they're a little low on stock. But that could have changed. You know, that can change day to day. A truck can show up and stock can be there. Oh, I should mention that the fruitcake toss is coming up. I do have the full list when I'm here at the studio. The fruitcake toss is coming up on Thursday night, December the 15th at 7 p.m. So far in this competition, we have Fruitcake Lily, Sarah, Judy Cressup, Glenn Coble, Angie, Buckeye Guy, Pastor Whitaker, Ralph Thacker, Dono Bauer, myself, Brandon, Sean, Terry, Linda, Adam, George Kasotis, Bob Smith, James Anderson, Dr. Davis, who is now the county commissioner-elect, Mike McGinnis from My 600-Pound Life, Bob Welsh from Columbus, Abby, Lieutenant Brown from the police force, Sheriff Bales, Fire Chief Chuck Dean, former Mayor Jack Kellogg, Ed Pickett, Ted Jolliffe, Mr. Neal, Jacob Barnhart, and Jeannie Evers. That is the complete list for the fruitcake toss at this particular time. If you have any information on somebody maybe you've contacted, or you want to add somebody to the fruitcake toss, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Also, don't forget that the winner of the fruitcake toss will get a plaque, a very unique plaque, courtesy of Bob Welsh from Columbus, Ohio. We will also have a Claxton fruitcake for you. What else? We will have a certificate letting you know that you are the 2022 Fruitcake Toss Champion, and you will get some kind of a meal. I'm not sure yet if it'll be pizza or dinner someplace else, but you will get some kind of a meal. That is what the Fruitcake Toss Champion will get. But if you want to enter it, and it can be anybody, you can enter anybody. Give us a buzz. As long as they know the date and they are available, they can get in. 740-383-9944. You can enter yourself if you like. It's kind of interesting. And also, I should mention, we've got the Upper Crust Society event going on the day before Thanksgiving. We're going to have pumpkin pie pizza here from 8 a.m. in the morning till 12 noon. Linda Sims, myself, I believe Glenn Coble, Bob Welsh coming in from Columbus. George Kasotis is supposed to be here that day. And we're going to have pumpkin pie pizza, as well as George Kasotis will be signing a piece of pizza dough to enter the Upper Crust Society. And also that day, we will be going to visit Mary Ellen Withrow, so she can sign a piece of pizza dough and take a picture. And then what will happen is Bob will take those back to Columbus. He will take the pictures, and make plaques. And then the night of the fruitcake toss, December 15th at 7 p.m., we will have the presentations into the Upper Crust Society for George Kasotis and Mary Ellen Withrow. So that will be something to behold. Pumpkin pie pizza. I can hardly wait for that. And there also is a fruitcake pizza being developed down in Columbus, Ohio, by Bob Welsh. And I don't know how that's going to turn out or when that's going to make its debut, but that should be a real humdinger. You know, now we'll have fruitcakes, fruitcake Mountain Dew, and fruitcake pizza. Of all things, as we head into the big holiday season. 59 and a half minutes on this very wet Veterans Day Getaway Friday, 11/11/22. Don't forget, we've got a big veteran show, 10:15 a.m. till 12 noon today. Don't you dare switch that dial. Keep it right here on WGH Talk. Back in about 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place for legendary...